Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we thank you. We thank you for your word, Lord, that is seed that brings faith and that can be tested, that can go through and see your goodness in the land of the living, Lord. Because our cares are not the cares of this world. Our cares are your cares that you birthed in us, Lord. We thank you for this chapter. Luke chapter 8, Lord, and we know we are the people that has experienced you, as we have in the beginning of the chapter. You have the disciples and you have those women that has experienced your mighty love, and all of them experience your mighty love. And then thank you, Lord, that we see that we need ears to hear, and we have been born again by your Spirit, and your Spirit knows your thoughts. And thank you, Lord, that we can hear your thoughts on a daily basis, Lord, and we can be the people you made us to be. Thank you, Lord, that also you said that these secrets, these good things that we hear, are the things that the world is longing for. Everyone is longing for, and some don't know it, and many don't know it. But thank you, Lord, that we know that we have your love, we are in your kingdom, and we have your fellowship. And thank you, Lord, as we fellowship this morning, we draw close to your word, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, we see the meanings of the parable and the sower, Lord. Thank you, Lord, let it bless our heart. Let it lift up our eyes. Let it strengthen our weak knees. And let us walk in the path that overcomes together with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 8, verse 11 to 15. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and a good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop.
Hallelujah. So thank you, Lord. We can see here, guys, that the word of God needs to be the most precious thing in our lives. And the word Jesus became flesh, and that word that became flesh must become our whole focus. Because just like one of the women that were following Jesus and then later on received the kingdom as we have, she never gave up and she stayed looking towards the Lord, hearing from the Lord, and then she received the blessing. So the parable here we can see is this: when we turned away from the world, we turned to God. We turned from missing the mark to righteousness, hitting the mark. We now need to, on a daily basis, draw close and hear. And that's where, what are we hearing? Just as Jesus said, we got the rights as the children of God now, as the disciples, to receive the secrets of the kingdom. So it's the secrets of the kingdom that come to us, and then we embrace it, and we're joyful in the mornings when we receive it, and when we go into the day, the testings come on account of this word. The devil, the Lord does not allow him to test us more than what we can handle. He's actually there like a trainer in boxing. He's giving you the opportunity to actually take out the stress, take out the cares of this world, and bear the fruits of a child of God. So you overcome the testings by holding on to that which the Lord has given you as you come boldly to the throne of grace. You found grace and mercy and you put it into action now, and that you overcome every testing, every squeezing that comes to you. And that's the seed that is falling into a good heart, a heart that understands that you get sufficient when you come in the morning, and you will have sufficient then to overcome. And this sufficiency is found now, not in the cares of this world, but the cares of God. that you are receiving. So what are you doing? You're living by faith. You're living in tune with your God, and then you see your God come through. So we are not of those that draw back, but we get the right faith. If you don't get the right faith, you're not going to have the right answers for the testings that are ahead. And if you don't have the right faith, you are still caught up in the cares of this world, not in the cares of the Lord. And the cares of the Lord is a wonderful purpose. Those that he predestined, he calls. Those he calls, he justifies. Those he justifies, he glorifies. And this glorification is to just partake of your inheritance, of the kingdom realities, and your inheritance of being a son and a daughter in the image and likeness of Jesus that is growing into maturity. So it's a growing from baby to young man to spirit-led son, enjoying the blessings of heaven that is for you, that is available for you, that is yours in Jesus. A destiny, a purpose that's laid up for you in heaven. You are now running the race. So run the race, keep the faith, and be the fragrance of God on this earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.